What not to do, female validation, self-erasure, and letting women define your worth. In this second video for topic one, we are looking at what not to do. Many men do not realize how much of their behavior around women is shaped by validation hunger. They are not simply interacting. They are seeking something. They want reassurance, attention, desirability, or worth. This need can show up in different ways. One man becomes charming and overly talkative. Another becomes extremely helpful, hoping to be noticed. Another changes his opinions to match the women around him. Another becomes distant and sarcastic because rejection feels safer than sincerity. Another freezes entirely because he has handed too much power to female reaction. Under all of that is a painful lie. My worth rises or falls based on how women respond to me. That lie will make a man unstable. He may overvalue female approval and then resent women for the power he handed them. He may obsess over whether a woman likes him, texts him back, smiles at him, or notices him. He may confuse basic kindness with romantic interest because his heart is hungry. He may begin to erase himself in order to keep a woman close. Self-erasure is one of the most common and least discussed problems in male-female relationships. A man starts bending everything. His speech changes. His convictions soften. His schedule opens. His boundaries disappear. He becomes whatever he thinks will be appealing. He stops standing as a man before God and becomes reactive to feminine response. This is not love. It is instability. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Many men have been discipled by a world that tells them women are the audience and manhood is a performance. But in Christ, manhood is not theater. It is truthful living under God. Let me make this practical. Suppose a man is around a confident, attractive woman in ministry, work, or church life. If he is validation-driven, he may begin trying to impress her, subtly fishing for praise, lingering too long, volunteering too often, or becoming emotionally available in ways that create confusion. He may not even call it lust. He may call it connection. But the deeper issue is that he wants his worth mirrored back to him through her. That is why this topic is so important. A man who is not anchored in Christ will keep trying to borrow identity from women. Instead, a mature man learns to say, "In effect, I am glad to honor women, work with women, be warm toward women, and notice beauty truthfully, but I will not hand women the job of naming my value. God has already spoken." Psalm 109:14 says, "I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Gratitude before God is one antidote to female validation hunger. Another is repentance. Another is brotherhood and accountability. Another is learning to sit in discomfort without rushing to be admired. Here are some phrases that reflect healthier ground. I do not need to impress her to be okay. I can honor her without chasing her approval. I can be present without performing. I can feel attraction without surrendering my center. When a man stops asking women to define him, he becomes more peaceful around them. He can actually listen better. He can serve more cleanly. He becomes less manipulative, less nervous, less image-driven, and less confusing. Women are not emotional fuel, sexual trophies, or threats. They are image-bearers. What not to do, do not let a woman's attention become your emotional oxygen. Do not change your convictions to gain closeness. Do not become falsely humble, overly flattering, or excessively available. Do not confuse female kindness with your personal significance. Do not resent women for the insecurity you have not brought before God. Do not hand women the authority to define your worth. Peace is often stronger than performance. An organic Christian man learns how to stand near women without surrendering his center. Which section should we draft next?